Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City. They're the best.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is the Goddess of Thunder.
Hello,
Lee. How you doing, Lee?
Hey, hi, everybody. Hello.
Are you getting excited about this weekend coming up?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Yeah, I need a vacation. I don't know about you.
Right?
Yeah. It'll be like two out of my last three vacations I'll have spent time with you.
That's true.
Thank you guys for tuning in. It's great to see you. We're going to talk about a few different things today, but before we do that, I mean, we got to get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
I sang it. By the way, we have a new producer, and her name is Bob. Let's see. So, lots happening in the news, man. So let's start with talking about, I don't remember if we talked about it enough, but KISS is really pushing their final date coming up kind of thing. And if you look, I know this has been going on for a short amount of time now, but there's a countdown on KISS Online. 55 days, okay. 1 hour. I'm lost. Where is it? Here it is. 55 days, 1 hour, 56 minutes, 53. It just seems so silly. Down to the December 2nd at Madison Square Garden. This is what I'm going to ask you. And for those of you that are wondering, Joey, he'll be here soon. He messaged us. He's going to be on to talk about Kiss Cancer Goodbye because, damn, he has a lot going on, and we're going to make sure that we get to it. First of all, so they're doing this countdown, and I see different people saying different things. I have some people saying the final show's not sold out, even though I can't find any tickets that aren't being resold. You follow me?
Yeah.
So if somebody, okay, so from what I can see, all tickets have been sold. Some of them may be scalpers or people that bought tickets and are just, you know, went, oh, I'm going to go and now can't go and are reselling their tickets. To you, Lee, does that still count as a sellout? To you guys listening and watching, is that a sellout? Did they sell out the arena if some people bought the tickets just to resell them? What do you think, Lee?
I think so. If all the seats are sold, then they get the money. It's sold out.
Yeah.
But they're not going to get the scalp money. I mean, that's always... You know.
Yeah, that and that is always a lot. I mean, there are tickets right now going for $15,000.
What? No way. I got to go look at that again. Are they good? Are they good seats at least?
I think one set that I saw going for around that are right behind where Paul Stanley flies out, the little stage.
Oh, yes.
$15,000.
That's insane. That's lunacy.
Somebody said, yes, it's a sellout. No, it's not a sellout. Still tons
AJ available.
White. But see, I've gone online and looked, and all I see are those resells for the final show. I haven't seen a blue, is it like a blue arrow or something like that? I might be just missing it. It might just be showing me that because I'm looking up maybe two tickets or something like that. So, Bob, can you check that out on your computer and let me know? Send us a text and let us know if you can find that. I can always do that, I guess. But yeah, so I mean, that's what's going on. People are starting to count down. People are starting to count down the days. There's not that many shows left. If we look, like right here, we have, they're going to, here's the shows. So we have 4 days till Dubai. We don't even want to talk about that. And then we have October 19th, Cincinnati, October 20th, Detroit, October 22nd, Cleveland, Ohio. That's my birthday. And then October 23rd is the show that I'll be at, and that's in Nashville. And then you have St. Louis, Fort Worth, Austin, Palm Desert. I mean, there's quite a few shows left, but it only takes a little swipe to get to the bottom, though.
Yeah,
55 days to Madison Square Garden. All right. Get in there. Well, you know. I'll be at Knoxville. That's gonna be awesome. I think I'm gonna be there too. Last night, all resale, only one, some blue, but not many. Okay, so nine plus two, and then the other are all resale. Thank you for looking that up for us, Bob. You're fired. All right, so pretty much what's going on, man. Obviously, we want to talk about the fact that Kiss finally played live again. So let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
So on Friday, I did a 20-minute Kiss fix. At about the same time, people in Australia were headed to the show. We had a bunch of people from Australia jump on and comment, hey, we're on our way to the show. This is where we're at. Some people were flying. Some people were driving.
Awesome.
It was so cool to see people, you know, from Australia watching our show before they were going to see Kiss, and they were letting us know. Most of them were bringing their kids and their wives or their girlfriends, and they were stoked. They were very excited. It looked like everybody that was going was about to have a blast. Now, one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we talked about was I heard that, overwhelmingly in the places that I looked, people were pleased, overwhelmingly. Mm-hmm. However, apparently there are people that when they got there, their seats were not there.
What?
Things got moved for whatever reason. So people, and then there was a couple of people, and once again, I'm just reading comments. Yeah. There were a couple of people that said, not only did our seat get moved, but our row got split up. So somebody I went with sitting next to was in a completely different area.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Happy Go Lucky said Weezer was cool. I heard they did a cover. Did they do Strutter, I think? I think Weezer did Strutter. Happy Go Lucky was there. You can let us know. I heard they did a Kiss tune, a cover, which is awesome. And that is you know, they are huge Kiss fans. I've known that for a while. That's the biggest complaint that I got. They moved seats around. When it came to the show, it seemed like all the comments I read, people were happy. People were fine with it. And that's terrific. That's what we want. You know, we want our friends and our Kiss Army members to go to the show and to have a good time. This is it, man.
Enjoy.
Quote fingers in the air. This is your last chance to see Kiss. I'm going to tell you guys this. And I know... Last shot. I know this is what I'm going to say because this is so important. But I promise you, if Kiss play that Sphere, Lee and I will be there.
Shoot. I will go. I'm going to that Sphere. But yes, that. What do you think they have on the outside? Wouldn't it be cool if they had like Destroyer or something on the outside of that Sphere or something?
Man, like the fire cool. City in the background and like, yes, oh my god! Look! We're designing the show now. Yes. Okay, we're designing the show for the Sphere. All you guys that haven't seen that, take some time and go check that out. Also, you can email us at podcastrockcity1. That's the number @gmail.com. And we do have a Patreon for you guys that want to check that out. And after we get done tonight, we will do a 20-minute Kiss Fix just for our Patreon followers. And it will be on Patreon, on the Patreon site. And it's free for the next 7 days. So this is what I'm thinking. It probably would be smart for you guys that have not yet signed up for Patreon to do it, let's say, in the middle of the week when Lee and I and Joey are in Florida together at the Kiss thing, Kiss Cancer Goodbye, because I will be posting stuff on the Patreon thing, the site. So you guys, that even if you're getting it for free, you can still get it. That's fine. But check out our Patreon. That's where we're going to do that. Okay, let's check out the set list. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Present. I've got to add it. I gotta add it here.
Yeah, share
it. This is it right here. Share. All right. You see it?
Yep.
You can see it? Okay. So rock and roll played. So right now we're already at like the norm. Detroit Rock City, Shout It Out Loud. Then we got Deuce. Okay.
Shout Out Loud second. That's weird.
Yeah. If there was no Deuce in the lineup, Lee would want her money back. That's
I got
song.
Deuce. Gotta have the Deuce.
Gotta have the Deuce. And she's not quite sure why it's not first in line.
It is my favorite.
Have they ever played that? While they're lowering down, I've never seen them play that, while they're lowering down.
It's just the old opener. I just loved it back then.
Yeah. Then we get War Machine, which I could live without it if they could put something else in. What about you?
I like War Machine. I like it.
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm in.
All right. I get that. Do you think, though, that there are other Gene songs that could be played?
Of course. Instead? I'd love some obscure stuff. My God, please.
Well, that's the question. And I know that every Kiss show has talked about this till they're blue in the face, but
I know.
All right, let's just say for argument's sake, Paul Stanley is lip syncing the show and everything is set up to a click, right? To a specific way for the show.
Sure, it is, anyways, because they got the video and all that. I'm sure it's all
right.
Click.
But my point is, they just had like 2 months off.
Right.
They could have said, look, right here, we turn everything off and we do this song that Gene is going to sing.
Yeah, let's go in this one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't understand. I don't understand how this all works. I imagine that it's very technical. And everything takes a lot of time to set up. And I know, and I'm sure that it all has something to do with the lights. I'm not making any excuses. I'm just saying, damn, it would have been cool to get a different song other than War Machine. But there's video and all that in there. All right. So we got War Machine, Heaven's on Fire. I have not seen the video of that. But I wonder if it was cringe.
I gotta get on YouTube and watch some of these.
Yeah, I'm just a little curious.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we get I Love It Loud and Gene Breathes Fire.
Silly. I don't like it.
You don't like that? It belongs. What does it go with, Lee?
Firehouse.
Right. What the hell?
It just seems weird. Okay. I mean, it's okay, but it just seems odd.
It just seems out of place. If he did it with War Machine, it would make more sense to me. Yeah, Say Yeah is next. So Say Yeah, for some reason, Paul Stanley has a hard-on for this song. And he wants to keep it. Now, I know right now there are a ton of you guys yelling at the radio or typing right now going, I like Say Yeah. No, I get
it. You would rather hear I Stole Your Love or something? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, come on, man. Then we get Cold Gin, and then Tommy's Thayer's guitar solo. What's missing right there before the guitar solo, Lee?
What's missing? Shock me.
Yes. Oh, good. My goodness. No, it's not in there. It's not on this part of the set, at least. I haven't gotten there. So, all right. So, no, shock me. Then, Lick It Up with the snippet.
That is weird.
The Lick It Up snippet, right? That's what it says.
With snippet of the Who's Won't Get Fooled Again.
The Who.
Why?
It's like God.
We're sick
because
of it.
It's set up
no good
because
anymore.
It's still set up with the lasers and all that. Probably
lasers.
Then we get Calling Dr. Love, and that's always good. I can hear that song.
Yeah,
I'm every show till they retire, and I'm fine with that. Then this is really interesting. Psycho Circus only gets a partial. First two verses.
Except Making Love, we have that.
Oh, my bad. Yes, and that's
preceded
such a bunch of,
by Tommy and Paul dueling guitars.
Yes. Okay, so Making Love. Please let them play that next weekend when I go. Not this weekend coming up, but the weekend after when I'm there. Let them play Making Love. I would love to hear that. It would make my whole night.
Yeah.
All y'all, when you're saying your prayers tonight, before you go to sleep, say, Lord, can you please put Making Love in the set list for when Joe goes? It'll be his birthday, and that's all he wants.
He deserves that.
I don't know. Okay, then we get the Psycho Circus set song, right? Partial, just two verses, though, because we have to have that drum solo. When everybody goes to get beer and pees.
Exactly.
Here's the thing about the drum solo. I think that Eric Singer's an amazing drummer.
Yes, he's amazing.
But for this tour, I have not enjoyed the drum solo. The whole wiping the hands and doing the double kicks and all that. I'm always like, it's like, are you trying to teach us how to stay sterile for COVID?
His best drum solo was with Alice Cooper when he had the flaming sticks and he caught Alice's hat on the stick, and that was fun.
He caught Alice's hat. Oh,
yeah,
Alice threw
his hat, and Eric would catch it on the stick.
I'm gonna say something that is going to shock the people. I still have never seen Alice Cooper in concert.
What'd you say?
I've never seen Alice Cooper in concert.
You're missing out. You really are.
No, I know. I wanted to go the last time, and I didn't get a chance.
I mean, especially when Eric was in the band. It was pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's what we're waiting on. I'm waiting on him to come back around, and then I'll go.
Yeah, you should go. But, you should do that. Nita kicks ass.
Oh, yes. Happy Go Lucky says they didn't have the end of the road video lightning pods in Sydney. Interesting. I wonder why they do. I mean, maybe it's logistics, shipping,
maybe it's
and stuff
get it
like
over there or something.
Yeah, it's tough to get it over there for those things. All right, let's continue with the set list. Let's see what else. Drum solo, then 100,000 years.
Partial.
What is going on?
Why are they cutting everything?
They're cutting it out because they went, look, we gave you Making Love. We don't want to keep playing.
They added extra songs, I think, maybe. Like Shandy.
It's like, Come on already. So what? Play the end of the song. All right. Gene spits blood, does his bass solo, which is like Gene and noise. Then we got God of Thunder, which, by the way, should have been in a different spot. He could have breathed fire during that one.
No.
And then did the fire, and then did the blood right after. I don't know.
No.
All
right.
Then after that, Gene gets his God of Thunder, and then Paul has to steal the attention back by getting everybody to yell his name so he'll come out to the center. He's like, I need to hear you guys screaming. And then he flies back out. He flies out there. You guys know how that works. And now he's at the center stage, and they're doing Love Gun. And surprisingly, after that, Paul returns to the main stage during Black Diamond, not mm-hmm. I Was Love Made for Loving You from Dynasty.
No, I can't. Yeah. Well, that, yeah, they got a different setup here.
Yeah. So so far, what song I can't tell. So besides Making Love, what else have they added? So far,
from
nothing.
Yeah. Well, down on the bottom, they did.
Yeah, but that's after. So far, all right. You guys that are watching and listening, podcast Rock City One.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. You can email us and let us know if you were there. What do you think? How was the show? All right. So God of Thunder, Love Gun, Black Diamond, and then they go off stage, and YouTube TV official site, 100 channels. Oh, wait, that's not in the set. then Eric Singer comes out and does Beth. Now, this little thing at the bottom here, Eric solo on piano, fan invades the stage during the final moments as the rest of the band returns. Somebody jumped on stage. I would have run up there and started hitting on the piano. I hear you calling, Beth. I hear you.
Plus, he's not even playing. It's fake.
I would have been. Can you imagine somebody running? You see me running up there and like scooting him off the chair and just being like,
I got to find that video immediately.
I'm delirious right now, people. I apologize. There's a lot going on in my life, and eventually you all find out.
I would also like to mention for the Australia people that I tried Vegemite this past weekend. Woo!
Oh, did you really?
So bad.
Was it really?
And someone tell me why you like it so much.
Listen, I'm just going to let you guys in Australia, I promise I could find so many things here that you would not enjoy. We could start with okra. Know. Okra is...
I don't eat that either. That's horrible.
Good Lord. So yes. For every one Vegemite you have, I could come up with 10 things. All right. So Beth is done. Eric solo on piano. Fan invades the stage. That's crazy. I can't think of... How did they get up there? Yeah. If I've seen that myself, like somebody get on stage. I don't think that I have ever been at a concert where that happened. Shandy... And the whole, I did see this video. The band played this.
So
everybody played. It did to me sound pre-recorded, but at this point, the whole crowd was singing. The whole crowd was singing. And that was awesome to hear the crowd singing Shandy for what might have been the last time. Then I Was Made for Loving You, which there it is.
There it is.
And then Rock and Roll All Night for the final time.
Aww.
Final time in Australia. I don't know how much of that is true or not, but I'm imagining. Let's see, AJ White. I would rather hear about 15 different songs in the set list. It's so disappointing. Yeah. Half of those songs should be dropped. Okay. Now let me ask you this, AJ. Compare this set list to the first farewell tour. LOL. Yes, half ace. All right. Listen, I have a question though. When the tour started, you guys let me know. If this was the beginning of the tour, the first show, and that was the set list. Are you guys happy? Be fair. I'd be happy. These are great songs. Just not at my 10th show. my 10th time seeing them. Is it fault that I'm seeing them for the 10th time or something like that? No, but it is their fault that they're still going on and giving me the opportunity to see them. David Donnelly says, say yeah, 7th. That's a bit early in the gig for a bathroom break.
Well, you can get a beer. You can get a beer or something.
Yes. For you guys that are wondering, Sonny is at he's in Vegas.
Yeah.
At Kiss Night Vegas. Yeah. So we're gonna get the report from him next weekend. So Joey is supposed to be on his way. Next weekend, Lee and Joey and I will be in Sarasota, Florida for Kiss Cancer Goodbye. We will be posting stuff on our Patreon page and interviews or anything that we could get. And if you guys are going to be there, make sure you find us and say hello so we can hang out. And if you get Lee and I together, we'll hang out and do a quick interview with you, and we'll make sure it's part of the show. Nick Scarpelli, I'm going to Fort Worth show later this month. And show a week later at the Hollywood Bowl. I'm jealous. I'd like to go to that. Okay. I enjoy the Soundcheck show more than the main show. All right. I will tell you, they did the Soundcheck. And I can actually find that. Let's see. This is it right here, I believe. So now. All right. So
they're always fun because they're screwing around and everything.
Yeah. So this is the Soundcheck. Plaster Caster, Hotter Than Hell.
Love Plaster Caster.
Shock Me. There's the Shock Me. Going Blind. Got to Choose.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
So now I'm guessing this. VIP meet and greets with paying audience. Right. I wonder how many people were at that. Like how, because it's a big place. How many people paid for the sound check there?
Right. That,
you know, I'm wondering if it was, a good chunk of people.
How much?
AJ White says, no, Say Yeah and Psycho Circus should never be played, in my opinion. The rest are just getting tiresome. Yeah, but all right. Well, that was your opinion. I get it. That's perfectly fine. So that's the pre-show. I am going to the pre-show too. So if I hear these songs and the regular show with Making Love, I think I saw a pretty good evening.
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't decided yet if I'm going to bring a sign that says I'm spending my birthday with
it's
Kiss.
It's my birthday.
I love Kiss. I'm doing this on my birthday.
Throw me a pick.
They don't need to throw me a pick. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have Karen flashing the crowd.
I don't think so.
Look, we just got invaded. There we are. Joey! How are you? How you doing?
What's happening?
We're talking about the set list from Australia.
You can get rid of that now.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Okay, so the set list from Australia. Did you get a chance to see it by any chance?
I saw a clip of Shandy, but I didn't see the whole set list. What are we looking at?
Okay, so let me go on here real quick, and I'll read them to you, okay? So the pre-show... Okay, is Plaster Caster, Hotter Than Hell, Shock Me, Going Blind, Got to Choose. How do you rate that?
I love it. I don't love Shock Me, but I like everything else. Shock Me with Tommy is a little weird, but I like all the other stuff.
Okay. All right. Plaster Caster, Hotter Than Hell, Going Blind, Got to Choose, gets the thumbs up from Joey.
Do you guys like that?
Yeah. Plaster. I'm the same way. Yeah. I want to say that when I saw them, when Karen and I went for the pre-show sound check, they played Shock Me then too. Okay. And then the actual set list. Okay. So I'm going to read four to you. Detroit Rock City, Shout It Out Loud, Deuce, War Machine.
Okay.
Same thing, right?
Lots of oddballs in there.
Strange opening. All right. Shout out loud.
Heaven's on Fire. Yeah. Heaven's on Fire. I Love It Loud. Say Yeah. Cold Gin. Then we get Tommy's Guitar Solo. Lick It Up with The Who, of course. Calling Dr. Love. And then that song I'm praying they'll play, Making Love.
Oh, that's good.
So that's new, right? That Making yep. Love is New, correct? Okay. Then the first two verses of Psycho Circus.
Okay. And then what do? They just stop or they go into something?
Drum solo. Drum solo.
Interesting.
Yeah. Then partial 100,000 years.
Interesting.
But my question is what part? Is it the right, end? Cutting it. Yeah. Is it the end? Are they coming into it like they would on like Alive?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Watch the video.
Yeah, just and why partial? Why are they doing partial songs? I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But then you get Gene's bass solo, and he spits the blood. God of Thunder, Love Gun, Paul's on the B stage. Let me ask you this, Joey, because I brought this up before you got here. Gene does a bass solo, then he does God of Thunder, so he's gotten all the attention, and then Paul has everybody yell his name. Do you think that that is out of jealousy?
No comment.
Jealousy.
I mean, okay. Come on. We know the reason, of course.
Okay. Then Black Diamond, Paul returns to the main stage, not I Was Made for Loving You, because he's been normally he does that. Then we get Beth, and the comment on here, which is really interesting, is Eric's solo on piano, fan invades the stage during final moments as the rest of the band returns. I want the video of that. I want to see if the guy made it to them or did he get laid out beforehand. I don't know. But then they did Shandy, which you saw. Lee has not seen that. I saw it. What do you think? Were they? Was that pre-recorded, Joey?
Oh, my God. 1,000%.
Oh, no.
I mean, I thought
not,
so,
it's
too.
Not even a question. I mean, it's pristine. So, yes, it was definitely pre-recorded. And listen, what are they going to do it once this whole run? They couldn't just do it live. I just don't get it.
Right. Yeah. That they're not going to be doing it. I mean, if they add that into this set, when I see them though, I'll be like, I don't care if it's a recording. Great. Great. Drop that freaking say. Yeah. All right.
No, they're not doing Shandy in the States. No way.
Oh, yeah. No,
maybe in the sound check.
Possibly.
Well, we don't want Shandy. We don't want Shandy in the sound check if it's pre-recorded.
I'm fine with that. That's true. Well, they got to know how it's going to sound when they play all the pre-recordings on the regular show. I Was Made for Loving You, and then Rock and Roll All Night, and of course, God Gave Love. God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
So really, nothing new. Making Love was the only thing.
That's what it felt like. They switched some things around, and that's. All you guys that are watching live, hey, how you doing? I'm Joe. That's Lee. That's Lee. That's Joey. It's good to see you guys. Sonny is in Vegas. He went to the Kiss Night Vegas. I'll bet you whatever he's supposed to be doing now, in 30 minutes, he's going to be watching the Cowboys play. My Falcons, how did your team do, Joey?
Just shut your ass, Joe. Shut your ass.
Let me ask you a question. We both our teams suck.
I'm losing connection. I can't hear you.
Yes, you're the second person to say that to me in 2 days. Okay.
I can't even think about that.
Duke Hopefully. Groovy said, that's what I wanted to ask the question I had earlier. Our tickets got moved. They couldn't find us seats, so they moved us to VIP.
Wow.
10 minutes before the show. Wow.
That's wonderful.
Duke, I know you took pictures. Weezer did do Strutter.
That's cool.
So cool. Duke, would you do it? I know you took some pictures. Email us, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. I would love to see what your VIP seats look like and what your view like. I'm so intrigued by the fact, how far back were you going to be that you wound up in VIP? Were you like,
score.
We were on the floor like 30 rows back, and next thing we know, we're 5 rows back. That's pretty cool. All right, Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Now we haven't seen you in a few weeks. A lot's happening in your life.
I've been trying, just been crazy busy, guys.
No, we understand. Now, if you guys look up there in the corner where Lee is, don't bump your head on that, Lee. It's Kiss Cancer Goodbye is coming up this weekend. I just received a package from Amazon that Joe emailed me that weighs 800 35 pounds. It's three of his books. So if you guys want to get a Joey book, you've got a 1 in 3 chance for him to sign it and for you to buy it. No, it was like 20 books, right?
Why do you hurt me like this, Joe? Why do you hurt me?
I'm just kidding. Sonny's not here and it's all good. I'm just kidding. I brought your books before because flying them down there is ridiculous. And Aaron and I are driving. But I do have to go through the weight thing that all the trucks go through to make sure. I'm kidding. So Joey, tell everybody what you have going on because you have some major stuff happening.
So before we get into that, just remember, Joe, that all access pass that we talked about off the table.
Just give it to Karen. She'll hang out with you.
Oh, yeah, she's already got all access, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but a bump. Right now, she's smiling. I know that.
So Kiss Cancer Goodbye this weekend. Going to be an incredible event down in Sarasota, Florida. I'm sure everyone knows who's watching this all about it. We got Bruce Kulick coming. We got Ace Frehley coming. Tons and tons of special guests. All the Ace Frehley band will be there. Todd Kern, so many different guys doing lots of different unique sets. You know, you've been talking about the set list all night today. I'm assuming we're doing the opposite. You know, Kiss Cancer is going to be all oddballs, all stuff you never hear live. You know, we're starting off. I'm doing the full Unplug set list. It's not going to be MTV Unplugged. We're going to do all rare, crazy songs. Nice. Me, Steve Brown, Mariah from Plush doing a lot of the lead vocals. Brandon Fields doing a lot of bass work. A lot of other special guests coming up. Ace is coming up to do at least one or two songs with us. Like I said, there's songs on there that I've definitely never played live. I've never seen Kiss and or affiliate bands play live. So Unplugged is going to kick off the weekend. It's going to be so much fun. And then again, like I said, it's going to be nonstop rare cuts and, you know, cool stuff going on. We got I think there's like a Peter Criss tribute event going on with all Peter songs. We're doing a Bob Kulick, I think, tribute with all Bob Kulick tracks. And then the next night we're doing, there's an Ace Frehley tribute with all rare Ace tracks and the originals, all, you know, not the originals, you know, the, like the stuff you've heard, like Strutter and Cold Gin, all the songs of the first three albums that you never get to hear, you know, Getaway and Let Me Know and all these other cool songs. Then we're doing the full Lick It Up album cover to cover. It's going to be insane. I'm doing the whole second half of Lick It Up with a couple extra encores at the end. That's going to be great. Again, I've never seen Kiss play on the eighth day and Jesus, what else? Dance All Over Your Face and Gimme More and, you know, all these songs. It's going to be so much fun to recreate Lick It Up, one of their best records, I think. And then we're closing the weekend. I'm doing the full Alive 3 CD with Bruce, Todd Kearns, and Joe McGinnis. It's going to be insane. Alive 3 is, you know, one of the greatest albums ever, not only just track listing wise, but production wise. And the way they play it in that Revenge era, all those songs, you know, with some speed and gusto and some energy, it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be a great event for a great cause. Anyone who hasn't gotten tickets, there's tons of VIP stuff going on with Ace and Bruce. I know, come down and hang out.
Absolutely. And let me make this announcement now, the highlight of the night, one of them, I'm not sure which one, will be when Sister's Doll is playing and I'm on drums for Rock and Roll All Night.
Oh, I didn't realize this. Is this happening?
Yes, it's happening. I have been rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing. I am a heavy hitter, so I have blisters. Yeah. I'm not a drummer and I do not know how to hold my sticks. But I am going to get on stage with them and play Rock and Roll All Night. They have not told me which version. So I've learned four different versions.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you something. Even the Alive 3 version is weird that I'm learning. For that, it's so different than everything else.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just going to be a straightforward rock and roll all night. I just learned it as simple as I possibly can so I don't look stupid.
Probably Alive 1.
And just make I'm just making sure that it has the feel of rock and roll all night. And hopefully they'll put a microphone on me so I can try to sing and play at the same time. Chad Kaufman sounds awesome. Wish I could be there. I wish you could be there.
Joe, just remember any more, you know, your little snide book comments. I can easily get you off drums for that song.
Oh, have mercy. I just figured the one thing that could, like, you'd go up there with a little pin and stick all these little holes in the drum head. So the minute I hit it, it goes right through and then. Joe's done. No rock and roll all night for you. I'll tell you what would be amazing. I already had a dream about it. Okay. And this is this only. Oh, okay. Every Kiss fan has had this dream, but wouldn't it be awesome if Bruce or Ace got on stage with Sister's Doll while I was playing drums for me to ruin Ace or Bruce's time? And it's like,
no,
they
all weekend there will be surprise stuff like that. Please, I mean, anyone who thinks they know what's going to happen doesn't know. There's going to be people jumping up left and right. It's just going to be a very loose, fun weekend celebrating all these rare Kiss tracks with people, you know, all of us musicians who are really just Kiss fans, you know, jumping up on stage and loving to jam on all this rare Kiss stuff. Neil Davis, who's putting on the event, is, you know, he does it for other Kiss fans. So it's going to be a great time. Like I said, so many rare tracks that you would never expect.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about it. I will be playing on the super rare track Rock and Roll All Night. And everybody knows that the most exciting part of this, and we've said it before, it's getting to hang out with your friends and see each other. For those of you that are watching, if you don't know, first of all, if this is your first time here at Podcast Rock City, thanks, man. We do this every Sunday at 7 p.m. There's normally four of us, but the other guys are very busy. So Joey, he could be off on tour with Eric Martin, or he could be on tour. Well, you play with Trickster too, right?
Yes, I'm doing the Jericho Cruise with Trickster this January.
Yes, that's exciting. Yeah. And and Sonny, you know, he travels a lot, and he might be at U2 at the Sphere right now. I'm not 100% sure.
He wasn't going.
The Sphere just collapses in on him.
So terrible. Chad Kaufman wants to know, is Ace going to rehearse with you, Joey, or is he just jumping on stage?
Chad, great question. We're trying to figure out if any of us, you know, as of right now, everything is happening unrehearsed. Like, all these moving parts are happening unrehearsed. We're going to see if we can get together at some point, some of us, at some point on Thursday when we all get there and see if we can run a couple of these songs, but we're just going to wing it. So please, you know, kind of be patient with us. We're going to have fun. We're going to wing it. We're going to, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun doing a lot of these songs that have never been done before, especially acoustically when we do the Unplugged set. It's going to be a challenge. So please, you know, just don't be overcritical and post stuff on YouTube and say, oh, that sucked. And we're doing it as a jam and having fun, and just please enjoy it.
Yeah. And like I said, we will be posting as much video as we can on our Patreon page. So if you go and do this right now, as soon as we're done with the show, if you go sign up, first of all, the first week is free, and that'll carry you right into or through Kiss Cancer Goodbye. So you will see everything that we post. It'll be for free, but you won't miss anything that we're doing. If you're, but if you decide to stay on and sign up, you will get our brand new t-shirt for free just for signing up and doing like a month. So go ahead and take a look at it. Try it for a week. And if you enjoy it, sign up for the Patreon. We love doing the extra stuff for the people that are on there. Joey. So, I mean, are you having nightmares about any of this? I mean, me personally, look, I played one song with Bruce Kulick on stage, and it was basically like this, and with Lee, and it was basically like this. Hey, I would love to get on stage with you guys. Go ahead and learn the Alive 3 version of Rock and Roll All Night. No rehearsals. If you watch the video, Bruce even goes, we're going to do this. Woo! He says it just like that. He says, we have not rehearsed.
Okay.
It's almost like he was covering in case we sucked. And by the way, We did not.
Nice.
We did not. And our buddy Doug was playing drums. He's always in the chat room. And I was a nervous wreck because I didn't want to disappoint anybody, exactly, including myself. I know you're a professional. I get that it's a completely different situation where I'm a music teacher. I teach guitar. But still, getting up on stage with one of your heroes has got to get into your head. Now, you have been on stage with I just recently saw that you were on stage with Stu Hamm, and that blew my freaking mind because he's one of my heroes. I love Stu, and I never knew that. I never saw that video before. You were on stage with Stu Hamm, and I was like, this dude, you could play with anybody. I mean, you know, when you've been doing it as long as you have.
I mean, yeah. Even what you're getting at is even with Stu. So we jammed with Stu over the summer. We were at the Whiskey. He jumped up and we did Tom Sawyer on the fly. Again, it's one of those songs that obviously you're not just doing a Tom Sawyer on the fly. And even us, Stu Hamm, we completely butchered the middle section. Stu went to one part, we went to another part, and it was, but you know, you work it out on stage. And I, you know, even dude, you know, me too, I'm a music teacher. I teach my kids. It's not about how many times you mess up, where the mess up is. A mess up is going to happen. There's no way it's not going to happen. I've probably played 5,000 shows in my lifetime. I've messed up every show. It's how you recover, how you can work through it, how to communicate on stage as a band. So, yeah, of course, it's going to be nerve-wracking just because we really haven't gotten to rehearse any of this. So, you know, we're assuming we all learned it correctly. And, you know, there's always cues and little things, you know, when you're with a band you've been playing with for a long time that are just, you know, you just feed off of each other. It's easy. But when you're going through things like this unrehearsed, it's going to be challenging, especially as the drummer. I know I take a lot of the responsibility because I'm the drummer, but the drummer can't be off. Like the other guys could technically forget something, kind of stop a second, pick it back up. Is it going to sound great? No. Drummer stops doing something like that and the complete song is butchered. So it's a little nerve wracking, but it's, again, it's Kiss. I couldn't think for a better gig to have. It's going to be so much fun playing all these rare tracks. I've been woodshedding, playing the songs, you know, nonstop, the versions as best as I could, you know, interpret them. So yeah, it's nerve wracking, but it's exciting. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. I always tell my students, when they're playing a song, if you stop, everybody notices, just keep going. Nobody ever runs a marathon, trips at the 10th mile and goes back to the beginning. They just get up and keep going. And that's what you have to do. It's the same thing with music. I'm just super excited. I've seen you play with Ace one time before. I've seen you do, play with, that was at Creatures Fest. And now this is a thing you're doing, a whole record, a whole show with Bruce. That's super amazing. I'm excited. Most of my stuff is packed away now. So I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to bring down to have Ace and Bruce sign. I can't decide. And I don't know I don't know. Anyway, that's the fan side. That's the fan side of Joe. I'm laying in bed going, I don't know what I'm going to bring. I'm curious, eBay.
Who on the chat, who is coming to Kiss Cancer next week? And I'm curious to see if there's anyone on our chat that's actually coming. I'd love to get some thoughts, what they're looking forward to the most. Joe, besides you playing Rock and Roll All Night, of course, what are you looking forward to the most?
Dang. I mean, the hang, you know, we've said that 100 times. Frank Anzalone says he'll be there with his son. That's awesome.
Awesome, Frank. Can't wait to see it.
Oh, I have the same picture where you're standing in front of the Millennium Falcon. That's awesome. I did that too, and I cried like a baby.
And same thing like if you were coming, what out of what you hear is going on, what's the most seems the most exciting to you?
I think the Alive 3 thing is going to be pretty awesome, man. That's a pretty heavy Kiss set list. A lot of great tracks on it. The ones off Revenge that are on there, I'm looking forward to seeing because I only got to see them when they toured Revenge.
Right.
So I think that that'll be pretty awesome. And yeah, so probably that. Lee, what about you?
Yeah, that's mine too. The whole Alive 3 in entirety. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man, that's one of those things.
Yeah, it's, and they were, you know, obviously everyone knows during the Revenge era, they were firing on all cylinders. So
yeah,
it's going to be fun to recreate.
George will be there too. That is awesome.
Awesome, just George.
Make sure you
come say hello.
Yeah, make sure you say hello because we're gonna have a blast. I guess this is pretty much it. This is it. You know, this could very well be the last time I ever do Podcast Rock City with this background behind me.
Oh,
when's the move, Joe?
We don't know yet. It was supposed to be this past Friday, but everybody knows that when you're closing on a house, all kinds of crazy little things happen, and then it gets moved and bumped. And so,
is Karen thinking of backing out?
I actually asked her that today, and she assured me that she wasn't. But she had her fingers crossed, so I'm not really sure.
I'll talk her into it this weekend. Don't worry.
Have mercy. Anyway, we're going to head over to, do you have time to hang out with us, Joey, over at the, all right, we're going to head over to the Patreon. So you guys go ahead and sign up for Patreon. Again, I can't stress this enough. It's free for 7 days. It will not cost you. It will not in the middle of the night, all of a sudden charge you 2 days into it. And you, if it goes the full 7 days, you will have the opportunity to see anything that we post on Patreon while we are in Florida. And then if you like it and you sign up, you get all kinds of extra stuff, including picking a show that we do. We do that once a month. You get to vote on a show. The Patreon peeps do, and they vote on the show that we do. Last week, we had to make an Elder set list. A ton of you guys sent those in, and I'm eventually going to get a chance to read them, but they're scattered. Some people wrote them on Facebook. Some people wrote them on YouTube, and some people emailed. I even got one again today. So I appreciate them all. I'll do my best to get them read on the show. And I guess that's pretty much it. Joey, do you have anything to add?
No, just anyone who's coming this weekend, George, Frank, I can't wait to see you guys. Joe, I can do without you, but Karen, I can't wait to see you next weekend. And Kiss Lee. Cancer goodbye. I think it'll be semi-live stream throughout the weekend. Tune in to go to creaturesfest.com or creaturesfest on Facebook. Lee, what's up, Lee?
Lee's going to be there.
Lee, you all going?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you and Sonny couldn't go.
No, Lee.
Lee's going.
Are you going with Joe? I remember saying you.
No, she's flying.
I'm flying because I couldn't take all that work off.
Oh, Lee, never mind then, Joe. You know what? Stay home, Joe. Lee, I can't wait to see you and hang out and have some fun together. Get to hang out. Be great. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a ride.
Oh, blast. That's going to be great.
Lee, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm looking forward to this weekend. Be so fun to see you in person.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's going to be great.
We'll all get to hang out, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank God, you know, my favorite part, no Sonny Pooney.
Yeah.
No Sonny Pooney. He's in Vegas right now, probably winning $500,000.
I hope he's losing his ass.
Oh, God.
So terrible. All right. You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss, and we love Kiss podcasts, most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.